The Mullick name is a prominent one in Newmarket. In addition to Mullick Drive, one of the community's main thoroughfares, there's also Sir William Mullick Secondary School, a residential development known as Mullick Village, and any number of businesses with Mullick in their names. And yet, few people really know much about the man behind the name, or that he was born not in Newmarket, but in Bond Head. Born on January 19, 1843, William Mullick was the second son of Dr. Thomas Mullick and Mary Cawthra, whose father, John Cawthra, was a giant in the early days of Newmarket. As a youth, he was educated locally, and then in Newmarket, and later at the University of Toronto Law School. Upon graduation, Mullick began to practice law in Toronto and eventually formed one of the city's most prestigious firms, Mullick, Miller, Crowther and Montgomery. An excellent litigator, the Mail and Empire newspaper suggested he stood in the front rank as a debater. Because of his growing prestige and a reputation as a principled man, Mullick was elected a senator of Toronto University in 1873 and became vice-chancellor in 1881. Around the same time, he became prominent in Toronto business affairs. Among his numerous positions were director of the Toronto General Trusts Company, vice president of the St. John Ambulance Association and president of the Farmers Loan and Savings Company. In short, he was a man of many parts. It was inevitable a man of his position and character would eventually come to the attention of the voting public. Mullick was elected to the House of Commons in 1882. When Wilfrid Laurier formed his Liberal government in 1896, Mullick was brought aboard as Postmaster General. 4 years later, he was instrumental in creating the Labour Department and was tapped to serve as our first Minister of Labour. Then, in 1905, Mullick participated in the negotiations that brought Alberta and Saskatchewan into Confederation. In later years, the veteran lawyer and politician served as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court from 1923 to 1936 and Chancellor of the University of Toronto from 1924 to 1944. Through it all, and despite his myriad of achievements, Mullick took great pride in being called a farmer. His farm, on the northwest corner of Yonge Street and Mullick Side Road, as it was then called, in Newmarket, was considered a model farm, one of the most efficient in the area. Mullick died in 1944. 14 years later, in 1958, a plaque in his honor was raised in his birthplace of Bond Head. Though his contributions to Canada were significant and he lived much of his adult life elsewhere, Mullick will always belong to Bond Head.